Today is the deadline to register to vote in the December 8th primaries for the special election to replace the late Senator Ted Kennedy. With less than 3 weeks to go, the candidates are stepping up their appearances on the campaign trail. All four Democrats focused on environmental issues yesterday at a forum sponsored by the Environmental League of Massachusetts. As WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff reports, they covered issues ranging from green jobs to culling seals.
The Environmental Forum didn't light any fireworks. In fact, when the moderator offered the candidates a chance to take a shot at each other and criticize anything an opponent has done, only Alan Casey chimed in. Casey, who isn't taking money from lobbyists or PACs, accused Martha Coakley of being beholden to special interests.
Do you think that the big oil company industry lobbyists that are raising money for your campaign and contributing to you will expect you to side with them or the citizens who want climate change?
Alan, as Attorney General, I've always disclosed where my money comes from, and I've always made my decisions based upon the merits of the issue.
Casey said at the forum that he wouldn't meet with any lobbyists, including ones from the Sierra Club. But later he issued a statement saying he would meet with lobbyists from the environmental group because he's open to hearing all views. The forum looked at pressing environmental issues, including Cape Wind, which Senator Ted Kennedy opposed. All four candidates support the stalled project on Nantucket Sound, but they disagree on whether or not the government should be given the power to override local objections. Michael Capuano says he wouldn't take away local control because he believes in environmental justice.
It always ends up that the worst items, whatever they might be, not just windmills, always end up in the poorest areas. They never end up in the wealthiest areas.
Casey says he would fight to give the government more power to get Cape Wind moving. Stephen Pagliuca and Coakley both say local input is important, but the process should be streamlined. The candidates differ over the climate bill pending in the U.S. Senate, which has incentives for nuclear power and offshore drilling. Pagliuca says he wouldn't support it because of those subsidies. Coakley suggests she wouldn't support it either because she questions the cost and safety of nuclear energy and is against drilling.
No on offshore drilling, mostly because of the environmental issues, and we need to develop other ways to get those alternative fuels.
Capuano says he doesn't support subsidies, but his vote would depend on what else is in the climate bill. Casey says he would vote for it because he wants progress on climate change, even though he is opposed to subsidizing offshore drilling and nuclear energy. They all agreed the government should do more to promote and retain green jobs in Massachusetts. Casey suggests creating a clean energy institute in which the federal government would have a pool of money to invest in clean energy companies. Pagliuca wants more subsidies for manufacturing.
Well, the reason these companies have to leave is because other countries have invested in their infrastructure and have gotten down the curve faster. We have not invested in clean tech at all as much as we should have.
The forum also touched on capping greenhouse gases, the environmental impact of destination casinos, and seals. The candidates were all asked if they would support reducing federal protections for seals because their population has exploded and is interfering with commercial fishing. Here are Casey and Pagliuca.
My daughter would never forgive me. I like seals. The answer is no.
Well, as someone who can't kill a fly, I think I would have a hard time killing a seal. Maybe we could bring sharks in.
Capuano says fishermen are an endangered species and seals aren't, so he would consider legalizing culling. Coakley says it's about balance, and if the seal population is out of control, we need to figure out what's causing that imbalance before we legalize killing seals. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov.